An update now on the new MBTA communities law that says communities that have access to public transportation, even in adjacent communities, must have a plan. That defines how required zoning changes will happen to allow for increased multifamily housing. Now, we talked with Mike Maresco, who's the town administrator here in Marshfield, about a month ago about this. And we want to do an update about what's happening. Good morning, Mike. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine. I'm happy to be here and chat with you this morning.
Well, you know, you explained it very well last time about what was going on with this new MBTA communities law, because I think the Globe had done a piece that I believe at that time every community except seven in the state had complied. Now it's down to four: Middleborough, I think Marshfield, maybe Holden, and one other. I'm not sure. It might be Carver. I've got to check that. But it's interesting, and what they call the MBTA communities law, something I don't quite get. They say about communities that are served with public transportation, but Marshfield does not even have public transportation. The closest transportation is next door in Scituate. So how does this all tie in? I'm not quite clear on that.
Well, so first off, that's one of the interesting things about the law is, if you look at the law, it says a half a mile within a T station. As folks know to live in Marshfield, we're 1.5 miles away from Greenbush and probably 15 miles away from Braintree. We've always been labeled a feeder community because we used to feed people to the Red Line up in Braintree. And back before 2007, we had a fully functional bus line, Plymouth and Brockton. It took people from Marshfield from three different locations to Haymarket and then picked up people at night three different times and dropped them back in Marshfield. So saying all that, that was the original thing. But under the law, you know, 177 communities, of which Marshfield is one, needs to meet those guidelines. And when we chatted the last time, Marshfield, you know, is beginning to go through the process. We're still not in compliance, but it's not an easy process because the district needs to be identified by the planning board. They need to then circulate the district to other boards and commissions, then including the Board of Selectmen. Then they vote on it. Then they have a public hearing, so residents, so that they're, you know, understanding where this district is. And what they have to create is they have to create an area where Marshfield can allow 1,185 more multifamily units. And when you calculate that all out with roughly 15 acres or more, 15 units of housing or more to meet the guidelines, you're looking at about a parcel of land that's 77 to almost a 100-acre parcel to do that. So once that's identified, they sign off from the boards, then the planning board itself takes a vote, then it goes to town meeting, and the town has to approve it.
Now the other thing is, and maybe people have been using the words interchangeably about multifamily housing and affordable housing, but this is not necessarily affordable housing. Am I correct on that?
That is correct. It's not necessary, but, you know, the Governor Healey and the new administration is saying we're in a housing crisis. That coupled with the environmental issues, they're trying to get to that 20, I think it's been pushed out now, 2040, to meet those guidelines, doing something like this that is close to, MBTA stations, cuts down on pollution, the use of gas and stuff like that. I mean, a good illustration of how this works in a perfect scenario is situated in Greenbush. Anyone that takes the train there, they look off, and the upper parking lot is now a housing development. That makes sense. Those people can come right out of their door, walk right into the Greenbush train.
I just want to be clear. So it's more housing, not necessarily affordable. That's what I wasn't clear on. So please, no angry developers call me. So it looks like this is a pretty good deal for builders or developers.
Yeah, well, I think it will. Certainly, it will create. You know, you'll have to create those. You'll have to create those new units of housing. They're into multifamily housing. If you look at the guidelines, there's no limitations on bedrooms, so some of them could be large bedrooms. We're hoping. You know, Marshfield's been a big affordable housing, so we'd like to make sure that it's affordable, so that, you know, when the units are built, that, you know, people from our town, who are policemen or firemen or teachers or kids that go off to college and come back and have entry-level jobs that they can afford to live here. And the other thing about the districts that's being created, the other caveat to that is it has to be as of right. So once the district's created, that's it. You know, normally when you build a house, you get a piece of land, you got to go before all the different boards. That's why you do the check-off all before. People have to agree to it, and it's by right. So developers can go in there and by right build a multifamily house in that particular zone.
And one more quick question, because I'm running way over time, but the Attorney General came out and put something up online about saying that people better get into compliance with this. Is this more of a threat than it was last month that they were going to do something to the towns?
Well, you know, I think they can. I mean, statutorily, I mean, certainly the AG could take some action, you know, for those communities. I mean, we have to go through a process. They didn't suspend the public information process. You know, we're a town that has town meetings, so we have to prepare and go to town meeting to get the zone approved.
Okay, thank you for helping clear that up again. That is Marshfield Town Administrator Michael Maresco. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.